Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. So we got to four lines down. The Gemara now quotes a pasuk. We're talking about, of course, Yerusha. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk that appears in Shoftim. This is what the Riki was referring to yesterday. This Plegish Begiva story. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yerusha's Pleita leVinyamin v'loyimcha shevet miYisrael." And they had said to the Yerusha's Pleita, the people who are remaining after the whole Maisa Plegish Begiva, we'll get to in just a moment. They said they made a certain condition, a certain agreement, not to wipe out an entire shevet. What does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Debe Rabbi Ami Milame to teach a Shehisnu al Shevet Binyamin. They made a agreement with Binyamin. Shalotirash Bas Haben Im Ha'achin. Since what happened in Binyamin after the whole Maisa Pelegish Begiva, they wiped out all Binyamin, including women and children, with the exception of 600 men. Only as we mentioned yesterday, 600 men were left alive, and they had to find women to marry. And there are no women left of Shevet Binyamin, so Rashbam goes on to explain that they married 400 women from Yavesh Gilad, and then another 200 women they got from Beno Shiloh, and now they had 600 men marrying 600 women. Now, so that's what happened. Now, since they were so small, there was a concern if they had a child and had a son who had a daughter, that granddaughter takes Yerusha and marries into another Shevet, so now the Chelek of Binyamin is going to pass on to Reuven or to Shimon or to Levi, and Binyamin is going to lose all their Yerusha. So they made a condition that the granddaughter is not able to Yerush. Only sons could be Yerush because it's going to keep it in the family into the Shevet.
I think that the point is that since there were only 600 men, each girl would have gotten a huge part.
Oh, that's as well, the percentage
whole,
wise.
Yeah, the whole problem here is that they divided the whole Chelek 600 people.
And 1/600, which is a very large percentage, so that's going to pass over.
My concern was that they didn't want such a huge part to be transferred.
So that was a stipulation that they made, and only sons could be Yorish, but not granddaughters. That was the deal.
The
whole Pelegish Megiva, I'm not going to go the whole thing, but basically the guy found something disgusting on the Pelegish. He was not very pleased with her. He sent her out of the house, and they got all upset, and then they end up causing a whole killing, and they sent they killed her, and they sent parts of her body throughout different places, and it was a terrible...
The main issue was that Bnei Israel wanted the people who did it to be taken to justice, that Binyamin covered up for them. So they went to war, and you know, the first time they lost, but then you know, they asked him to tomb him. I think Pinchas was involved in it, and they ended up killing the whole Shevet. They only left 3 6.
Binyamin.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
I think also some of the girls they got in Simchas Veshoeva, the girls used to go around on the field, so the Chachamim allowed the men to kind of like take hostage girls from
oh really?
I think that was the takana. And here also I was reading the takana that the girls they didn't do takana because in the case like in the case of Natslavchad, if there were no boys, the girls would have did get the land. But they accepted upon themselves not to marry. They didn't do a takana like in the towns of Lasalcha that they couldn't marry out of the Shevet. They themselves accepted on themselves not to marry out of the Shevet.
Uh-huh.
There was only one girl.
Okay. Fine. So, fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Kol Sheinu Meniach Ben Liyorsho. Anybody who doesn't leave a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Alav Evra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry at such a person. How does he know this? Ksiv Hach, it's written, Vavartim es Nachalaso, and the Lashon of Havar is used by Nachalos. Ksiv Hach, it's written there, Yom Ever Yoha Yomahu. That day is going to be a day of anger. So Rashbam just quotes here from Rabbeinu Chananel, the first wide line, the end of the line, quoting it out to the next line, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, Kolomar, so no, so he doesn't like such a person. If a person didn't leave a child behind, so he's not pleased with him. So very, what do you mean? All the Mefarshim ask, how's that fair? The guy, you know, tried having children. He wasn't Zochot Ben, so that means that Kadosh Baruch is mad at him. So Yadar Ma writes is that a person wasn't Osik Bepiria Rivia. That's when Kadosh Baruch was upset. He didn't try. But if he tried and it wasn't Zochot, so that's such a person, there's no Evra for such a person. But the Re'im explains differently. He says that no, it's not a punishment, but it's a simon. The person tried, it wasn't Zocha to Ben, that's a simon that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not very happy with such a person. Okay, very hard sugya to understand. For the mice, the person wasn't Zocha to having children. He has someone just yesterday had a baby, he has his fifth girl, he has five girls now, so the person means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not pleased with such a person. Alright, so hard thing to understand, but that's the Gemara here. So then the Gemara quotes a similar din here. Based on a pasuk in Tehillim, the pasuk says, "Asher ein chalifos lamao v'lo yira elokim." He has no replacement. Chalifa has no replacement. Rashbam says, Mimala Mukomo. No one to replace him. So then it shows that he's not a Yir Elokim if there's no one to replace him. So who does this mean? Who's going to replace him? So there's a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadamar Kol Sheinu Meniach Ben, like we said above, a person who doesn't have a child to continue his legacy, so that means he's not a Yir Elokim. The Chadamar, the other one, says Kol Sheinu Meniach Talmud, someone who doesn't leave over a Talmud to teach over his halachas. So just the one point here is for a second, the Rabbeinu Gershom says, Shein Chalifos Lamo Zeh Shelo Heniach Talmud. So halfway down Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, Tachtav Shelo Ratza Lilame Torah Lacherim. A person who's capable of learning and not willing. A guy who's a Baal Bas is not learning and teaching, so that guy can't be Bechal this discussion. Rabbeinu Gershom says, referring to a person who is a Talmud Chacham, who's capable, yet refuses to teach Talmidim, that's the person who is not a Yirei Elokim. So is it either a person who doesn't have a son, or a person who's capable, who's a Rebbe, but doesn't have a Talmud? So the Gemara says, Tistayim, let's conclude that Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Talmud, he's the one who says, one who doesn't leave behind a Talmud, he's the one who's not Yir Elokim. But someone who doesn't leave behind a son, he's still Bechal Yir Elokim. How much, that's not so much in your capability to leave over a son or not. Because we know the famous story of Gemara and Tainus tells us that he quotes here, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Din Garme Dasira Bir. This is the bone of his 10th child. This was supposed to be a nechama. To anybody else, you think you had it bad? Look at me. This is the bone of my 10th son that I lost. So Rashbam quotes the Maisa here a little bit. Rashbam says two wide lines down, Din Garme Dasira Bir, Nishar Etzlo Shein Echad Mibanov. He had a tooth left over from his son. This is how he would try to comfort those who were very bitter because they're different sorrows. A tooth is a matame. That's not a concern. You can't walk out of the bone. You can, but it would be matame, people and things. So the tooth is a matame as a side point. Everything as part of a dead body is matame, with the exception of the hair, the teeth, and the nails. When they're connected, it's all tame. When you separate a tooth, a hair, or nail, those are no longer tame. Now, v'cheven, the Rashbam says, v'cheven de Rabbi Yochanan lo hiniach ben. He didn't leave behind a ben. All his sons were killed or died. Im isa de sfir le demish lo hiniach ben nikre lo yirei l'kim. If he really held that a person who didn't leave behind a son isn't called the yirei l'kim, lo haya omer librios din garmi de sibir. He wouldn't go around saying, oh, I have no sons left. I'm not a yirei l'kim. He wouldn't do that. So it must be, he holds a person who doesn't leave behind a ben is fine. He must understand that a person who doesn't leave behind a Talmud, that's what the pasuk refers to as a lo yirei elokim. Because again, the Gemara of Rashbam says, chutzif alai man de mifarsim mechatay. A person is considered a chutzpahdik if he's going to be publicizing his averos. To publicize that he wasn't a yirei elokim because he had no sons left wouldn't make any sense. So he actually held that a person who doesn't leave over a Talmud, he's a lo yirei elokim. So the Gemara says, fine. Two wide lines down.
So I'm sorry, yeah. So from point of Tuma, if somebody dies and he has the teeth, if he, once he's disconnected, it becomes Tahor again?
Right.
Or mm-hmm. It would only be Tahor if it fell before he died?
No, even after you extract it.
Once it's detached, it's yeah. Tahor.
Yeah, I believe so. So the Gemara now says, Midi Rabbi Yochanan Amar Talmud Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Ben. So now we could, process of elimination, we could figure out that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one behind the opinion that says a one who doesn't leave behind the son is not in a Yirei Elokim. V'har Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo azul lebeitamia. He would only go to Beitamia, which is a Aramaic way of saying a base avel. Ela lebeiman deshachet below bani. He'd only go to a person who didn't have any children left behind. That was such a sad situation. Those were the worst cases. And what does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Laholich Belo Ben Zachar. He would go to those places that a person was seeing Shiva who had no children seeing Shiva for him. So if that person who died, who were there no children sitting, he would go to such a house. So now it wouldn't make any sense if this place was a terrible thing. Why would he dafka go to such places if in fact it wasn't a good simon? And Rashbam just pointed out something very interesting here. If you go to the Dibur Maschil Lo Hava Ayol LeBeitamia, the Beis HaMeis L'Hizabelav, to the home of the deceased, Kiditznan Beis Malei Tamiya Malei Meisim, The reason why he would refuse to go to certain base avel is because it takes away from his learning. So he'd only pick the most extreme situations. So we see he did think a person who left behind this did not leave behind the son is bechlal yirei elokim and did deserve of the presence of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi coming to be menachem avel. So Gemara says ella Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hu damer talmud. So he's the one who held that if a person didn't leave behind a talmud, that's the non yirei elokim. But then we figure out problem is. Does that mean Rabbi Yochanan Amar? Ben, that he says the one who didn't leave behind his son, he's not Yirel Kim? So that how come he was going around the world showing the tooth of his tenth son? Amar Ben, Bekashi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. So there's a stira with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And to which the Gemara answers, Lo Kashya, Ha Didideh, Ha Dirabe. Rabbi Yochanan himself, paskin like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that if a person did not leave behind his son, he's still Bechlal Yirel Kim. That's still Yirel Kim. It's a person who didn't have a Talmud, he's not a Yirel Kim. So who is the opinion who felt that a person doesn't Lohiniach Ben, he's not a Yirel Kim? That's their Rebbe. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe who held that way. Varnau says, Darish, Simin, Hadad, Ani, Chacham. This is a mnemonic of the next three statements. Darish, Rabbi Pinchas, Ben Chama, Maidich, what does the passing mean when it says, Vahadad, Shama, Ben Mitzrayim, Hadad, the person's name, I believe, Yir, Ben Mitzrayim, Kishachav, David, Mavosav. You hear that David died. The Chimes Yoav, Sar Tava, and that Yoav, the general, died as well. Mipnei Ma, B'David, Nemra, Boshchiva. Ubiyov Nemra Bomisa. This pasuk, it talks about the death of two people. It says Shachov by David, and it says Meis by Yoav. So why is there a difference? So he says, David Sheniach Ben Nemra Boshchiva. One, it says by David who left the son, it's lying down. It wasn't dead because it was the legacy was going to continue with the son. It was just a Shchiva lying down. However, Yoav Shlohaniach Ben, he did not leave behind any children, Nemra Bomisa. It was death. It was over. His legacy was complete. That's the difference. The Gemara asks, if you know Navi, which I don't, Yoav lo haniach ben, did Yoav not leave behind a son? V'aksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us in Malachim Aleph that b'nei Yoav Ovadia ben Yechiel, he left behind a son? So Gemara says, Ela David sheniach ben Kamoso, he left behind a son who was just like him, Shlomo Melech. So Namra bo Shchiva, he was just lying down because the legacy would have been continued. But Yoav Shalohaniach ben Kamosa, he had a son. But his son wasn't Mimala Kamosa, he wasn't fulfilling fitting in the shoes. Namrabo Misa, for him, his legacy was all over, it was complete. Another drasha of Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama, Kasha Nias Besoch Beisel Shadam Yosem Echamishim Makos. Poverty is worse in a person's home than it is to get lashed 50 times. As you know, this Shinemar, the court of Pasuk in Eov, Chanuni Chanuni Atem Reai Kiad Eloka Negabi. You know, come for me, my friend, because the hand of God has touched me. So what's the nega? How do you see 50 makos here? So look at Rashbam. Rashbam around 7 lines up. Kiyad, maybe 10 lines up. Kiyad al kava gomer. Hainu chamisha makos. That's 50 lashes. Why? Shereb b'mitzrayim dichse be'epspel kimhi. One finger of a kadosh baruch hu. Laku eser makos. There are 10 makos for each finger. So Nimsayad, which has 5 fingers, 10 times 5 is going to be 50. So since Eo was complaining that Yad Eloka Nagabi, that the hand of God hit me, that's 5 times 10, that's 50 makos. The Kamrilei, they said, Chavre, this friend said to him, Hishamar al tefen elavon ki al zeb bicharte meoni. Trust me, it's better off having this than it is to be completely poor. So we see from this idea, this conversation, this dialogue between the Eov and his friends, that getting hit 50 times is better than to be impoverished. And a third drash in the name of Rabbi Pinchas, Darish Rabbi Pinchas Berchama Kol Sheyesh Lachola Bisoch Beso. A person has an ill individual in a house. Yelech Eitzel Chacham Yivakish Alav Rachamim. You should go to a Chacham, ask for a tefillah, ask for a bracha. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Kama Samelach Malachim Maves V'Ish Chacham Yikarfenu. Even though the Malachim Aves comes up with his anger, and each Chacham Yikarfenu could get rid of that anger of the king. The very important Halachah Ma'aseh we learn from here, this is the source that the Mefarshim say of saying a Misha Be'erach for Chola based on this Gemara here. Now the Brisker Rav says there are two types of tefillahs. Brisker Rav says there's one tefillah that's a tefillah b'tzibur, which is what Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the Shemona Esrei, that as long as the person davens b'tzibur, it's niskabel, it's accepted to whatever extent it's accepted. But then there's a tefillah of a yachid, which is this particular case, when you go to a chacham, ask for his tefillah, ask for a bracha, that's only accepted by a chacham. Not anybody has a koach to give such a tefillah, such a bracha over. So there's a fascinating tshuva of Ramosha, such a nivus of Ramosha. He's addressing a question that was posed to him about who Ramosha, I'm not sure how it was posed to him, but the ability Ramosha to give brachos and tefillahs to people who ask for parnasa, for chola, whatever the case might be. So he says, many people come to me for brachas, and they think I have a certain kawach of a chacham, like the Gemara says here, for certain sorrows, and they don't understand, I'm not a chacham. They think I'm a chacham because I wrote some svarim, because I give some shurim, because I'm a Rosh Hashiva. That's not what a chacham is. And he goes on to say with Anivis, in the end of the day, I ask a bracha because it is a chiv, he thinks. Whenever a person asks for a bracha from you, there's a chiv to give a bracha. So I give a bracha just because everyone has to give a bracha. Not because I'm a chacham. I don't know why they're coming to me, but I'm just responding to it. And it's such a beautiful language and such beautiful Anivis that he asks. So Shlomo Kluger has another shaila he's dealing with. There's once a case in, they quote a city here, is in Zlotchev, where the Mor Hara, the posek there, said there's a certain chol who needs help. Let's write a kvittel and send it off on Shabbos. Write it on Shabbos and send it off to a rebbe to ask a bracha and tefillah. So he thought this was asking a chacham. It's pikuach nefesh. So Shlomo Kluger says einach nami pikuach nefesh is going to be doche Shabbos. Granted, that's only true of a yerfua that's been proven to be working. But a kvittel and a bracha, it helps, but that's not a proven, it's not a davar yadu that's going to help with pikuach nefesh, and therefore a person cannot write a kvittel nor send it to kvittel on Shabbos at all. Fine. Anyway, so this is a very important, even though it's the very one line, it's a very important halacha maisa in terms of Misha Berachs, and Mugi Yosef talks about this as well. Fine. The Gemara now says the last three lines. Zaklal, this is the rule. Quoting from the Mishnah yesterday, it was an ambiguous mission at the end we were discussing, that kol zaklal, kol kodem binachla, yoti recho kodmin, va'av kodem lechol yoti recho. So we had the whole list of the brothers, sons, fathers, brothers, uncles. Okay, that's the order. So he said, in any of those lines, so then the Yotzei Recho of sons and his Yotzei Recho, the fathers, then the Yotzei Recho, and then brothers, and so on, that was the rule. That's what it means. Kodem Benachla, the Yotzei Recho, the offspring of the sons, comes before anybody else. And then that last line was, Ha'av Kodem Lechol Yotzei Recho. And the father, however, comes before any of his own Yotzei Recho, before any of the brothers, which is his sons, are the brothers of the deceased, so that he comes before his Yotzei Recho. So Gemara now asks a question. It gets confusing, these next two questions, so bear with me here. Boy Rami Bar Chama Avi Ha'av V'Achi Av. So you have a grandfather, the Avi Av, and you have Achi Av, and now you have a uncle. Could go in Avram Yishmael. So this is going to help us out now. You have Avram and Yishmael B'Nichsei Esav. So now Esav was the grandson of Avram and the nephew of Yishmael. So you have Avram, and then we know there's Yitzchak and Yishmael, and Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. So again, Esav's on the bottom here, so there's the uncle Yishmael, and then there's a grandfather Avram. That's the tree we're talking about here. So now, Ezemim Kodam. Does Yishmael, the uncle, get first, or does the grandfather Avram get first? So the Rashan talks about exactly what the Safik is, but let's just try to keep it pretty plain. Amar Rava says, Toshma Ha'av Kodam L'chol Yotzei Recho. The father, in this case Avram, gets before any of his Yotzei Recho before Yishmael. So even though it's possible that Avram and Yitzchak, rather Avram and Yishmael, I'm going to call the grandfather and Yishmael here off to the side, it's Yitzchak who's in the middle. So Yitzchak is dead in this case. So does now Yishmael comes from Yitzchak and Avram comes from Yitzchak. So which one gets that drawn the line to get from Esav on the bottom here? So the Gemara says the father, the Avram in this case, gets before any of his Yotzei Recho, before Yishmael, who's the Yotzei Recho of Avram. So that's the din. The Avi Ha'av gets before the Achi Ha'av, before the uncle. So the Gemara now says, Rami Barachama, Agav, because he was involved in Agav Chorfei Lo'ainbe. So what does that mean? So Rashbam says on the top of Kuf Tezayin Amr Beis, Agav Chorfei Harifuso, his sharpness, Shaya Tarud B'Sheila Cheris, who's involved in another question to the Kaman, we'll see in just a moment. The Adifa Mene, that was a little bit more challenging. This first answer was a very easy answer. This question was a very Pashat Mishnah. So how can we know the answer? So the Gemara says he was involved in a more sophisticated Shaila, which we're about to see. That's why he kind of blew that question off and just he left it as is. But Boy Rami Bar Chama, he asked now the following question. Avi Ha'av V'Achiv. So now you have the grandfather and the brother. So now it's Avram and Yaakov. Avram is the grandfather. Avram and Yitzchak. And then there's Yaakov and Esav. So now Esav dies. So B'nichsei Esav, Ezem Mekodem. You said that Esav's brother Yaakov gets it? Or do we say the grandfather, Avram, gets it? Avram versus Yaakov, who's a grandson and a brother of Nichsei Esav. So Esav Mukodem. So Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Tashma. Ha'av Kodem L'chol Yotzei Recho. That the father comes before all the Yotzei Recho. So since Yaakov is the Yotzei Recho of Avram, yeah, he's two generations down, but he's still a grandson. So therefore, Avram, the grandfather, should come before Yaakov in collecting from the Nichsei Esav. So then the Gemara says, Rami Barchama Yotzei Recho Shelo Lo Yotzei Recho Shel Beno. His suffix was, no, only his direct descendants. But a grandson is not his descendant, that's Yotzei Recho of his own son. So maybe in this case, Yaakov is not considered a Yotzei Recho of Avram, and Yaakov is the same generation as Esav, so Yaakov should get before Avram, who's two generations up. That was part of his suffix. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistaber. It's also quite less sensible to say this, because the Katani, the Mishnah says, Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol HaKodem B'Nachla Yotzei Recho Kodman. Anybody who comes before in the order of Nachla, so their offspring will come first. Now, Ve'ilu Yizi Yisrael Yitzchak. Now, had Yitzchak been alive, who was the father of Esav, so then Yitzchak Kodem, Yitzchak would come before Avram. Hashanami, the Lesi Yitzchak, Yaakov Kodem Shmamina. So again, there's Avram, Yitzchak, and then there's Esav. Who's going to get, Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who's going to get Nichsei Esav? So if Yitzchak was alive, Yitzchak would get before Avram. So we see Yitzchak trumps Avram. So now we have the klal is called Kodem and the Yotzei Recho of the Kodem. So all Yotzei Recho of Yitzchak are going to all come before Avram. So since Yaakov is a Yotzei Recho of Yitzchak, that means he comes before the Aviyah, comes before Avram. And that's what Rami Bar Chama Paskin like. All right, we're good? Okay, let's do this next Mishnah. That daf went much quicker than I thought it would be. I thought it would be a little bit more confusing, but I guess it wasn't. But let's go right now in this next Mishnah, then we'll stop here. The Mishnah says as follows. B'nos Tzlafcha Natlu Shlosha Chalakim B'nachala. The B'nos Tzlafcha took three portions in Eretz Yisrael. Chelek Avien Shaya Im Yotzei Mitzrayim V'cheleko Im Achiv B'nichse Chefer V'shaya B'chor Notel Shnei Chalakim. So it took three parts. Let's do one by one. So there is a discussion we're going to see tomorrow, then how Eretz Yisrael was divided. Was it divided based on Yotzei Mitzrayim, those who left Mitzrayim, even though they never lived to see the Chalukah, but whoever lived Yotzei Mitzrayim, they get the property? Or was it about Nichnasei the Midbar, Yotzei Midbar, who left Midbar to go into Eretz Yisrael? So we're assuming right now it's based on Yotzei Mitzrayim. So since Tzlafcha left Mitzrayim, even though he never made it to Eretz Yisrael, he was deserving of a portion in that land. So the B'nos Tzlafcha took the portion of Tzlafcha. That's one. Now Chefer was the father of Tzlafcha. Chefer also left Mitzrayim. So he was also deserving of his own chelek. So now Chefer died. Tzlafcha died. So now the B'nos Tzlafcha are taking their father's portion of their father's portion and the father's portion that he would have taken from the father Chefer. So those are two portions. Now you're with me on all that? And then the final portion is, since that Tzlafcha was a Bechor, he gets double portion of Chefer, so he's going to, the Tzlafcha, are going to take the double portion of Tzlafcha from Chefer.
Yeah, Midbar also came from Mitzrayim, though his grandparents also...
No, but it depends who's alive at that junction. So when Yotzei Mitzrayim, whoever left Mitzrayim, who was alive at that point, when they crossed the line... Whoever's alive, so let's say two people were alive from Binyamin, so those two people get to divide it. Now even though, 50-50, even though let's say Reuven Shimon came from Binyamin, now it's confusing. Even though Reuven, let's say, later on had 25 children, and Shimon had one child, you don't take 26 and divide them, each get 1/26th of things. Rather, Reuven gets 50% and divides it amongst his 25 children. And Shimon, who was alive as Yotz Mitzrayim, he gets 50% and gives it to his one child. It all depends on who was alive, Yotz Mitzrayim, when they cross the line, and that's how you divide it, regardless of what happened afterwards. Or do you say, we don't look at Yotz Mitzrayim, we look at who entered into Eretz Yisrael, how many kids are there, and then that's how you divide it. That we'll see more tomorrow. So again, so he got, B'nos Tzlafchad got from their father, Tzlafchad, who was Yotz Mitzrayim, whatever chelik he's supposed to get. And Chefer, who was also alive, Yotz Mitzrayim, they get their chelik, that Tzlafcha would have gotten from their father.
Obviously, Tzlafcha has brothers.
What?
Obviously,
stuff. Exactly. They're brothers. So he took the Tzlapchad, was supposed to say the double portion.
The Bishnaim on the brother.
Exactly. That's the three. So the Rashbam asks the interesting question, which the Gemara talks about. But don't we have a klal that Bishnaim, the first parak tells us, Lo nota roi kibim buchsak? So they were muchsak. They didn't get even tzraim yet. So the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael was kvar muchsekesi. It already was kvar muchsak. However, that works exactly. That's going to be tomorrow's daf. Okay. We'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.
Should have been longer, you just made it very simple.